You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, we're continuing on with the five disgusting things about Muhammad and Islam. Ignoring that he treated women like garbage. Ignoring that this founder of Islam, all these college kids out there protesting at the campuses for Islam and Palestine, and especially the women, oh, they're going to treat you like crap. Why don't you go live there for one day? And all the LGBTQ plus alphabet soup people, you can only live there for one day because they'll take you up on the roof and they'll throw you off the roof and murder you. You don't know what you're talking about. Five Lies of Islam. We did 32 shows on that from October 30th to December 12th of 2023. Go listen to them if you want details. But now for this, five disgusting things about Muhammad. Most Muslims don't even know these things. They might know we're going from five down to one, counting down. They might know a little bit about number five, that Muhammad raped and took a little nine-year-old girl as his wife, raped her for nine more years until he died. They definitely, very few know that he would suck the fingers. Encourage sucking the fingers of other men. Most of them don't know that he would swap spit with little boys, suck on their tongues and suck on their lips. How would you like him doing that to your little boy? Number two, they didn't know that he had nine wives and he'd have relations with them all in the same night and didn't take but one bath at the most. What a stinky, smelly mess that must have been. But now the number one most disgusting fact about Muhammad. So brace this, and I'm going to try and put it politely so that the radio station doesn't get kicked off the air. He was constantly covered, I'm going to call it, male discharged. Yeah, I said it. But don't believe it just because I said it. Why don't you listen to his child bride, Aisha, in Shahira al-Bukhari 232, narrated Aisha, I used to wash the male, quote, male discharge off the clothes of the prophet, and even then, I used to notice one or more spots on them. Shahir Muslim 669, it was narrated that Aisha said concerning substitute male discharge, I used to scratch it from the garment of the messenger of Allah. Guy was a pig. Shaharan Ibn Mahaya 537, it was narrated that Aisha said, I often scraped it, the discharge, from the garment of the messenger of Allah with my hand. Aisha, the discharge scraping nine-year-old little girl. In Islam, she's called the mother of the faithful. Huh. Shahira al-Bukhari 230 narrated Shalaman bin Yasar. I asked Aisha about the clothes soiled with discharge, and she replied, I used to wash it off the clothes of Allah's messenger and would go to the Salat, the prayer, with water spots when they were still visible. This is disgusting. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.